Message number 1010. Mother of Salvation, we first went to Judea and then my son was taken to India, Persia, Egypt, Greece and England. Saturday, January 4, 2014 at 13:50. My child, in the lead up to the birth of my son, the pangs were evident in all which befell us. I fled to Elizabeth for comfort in the knowledge that she was blessed with insight given to her by the Holy Spirit. I and my beloved spouse sought out this refuge of peace at a time when we were so overwhelmed with the knowledge of what was to come. When my time approached, every obstacle planted by the spirit of evil was placed before us every step we took. Doors were slammed in our faces, people we knew shunned us, and we were cast out into the wilderness. And so we ended up without a roof over our heads and in a shelter fit only for animals, while the Holy Messiah came into the world as a pauper. There were no ceremonies, no coronation, no acknowledgments. There were only a few people left to comfort me in my loneliness. But then, when my son was born, all feelings of anxiety left me. All I felt was a love of the most divine presence. Peace finally reigned in my heart. By the power of the Holy Spirit, help and comfort was sent to us, though they were few in number. Although the birth of Jesus Christ was a humble and lowly event, where only a few people were involved, word had spread. This is how the Holy Spirit works. Many had been expecting the birth. Many had heard about the event and many then spoke about it. When it was made known that Jesus Christ, the Messiah promised to humanity, was born, the opposition began to mount. The vicious attack by Herod and all his servants demonstrated how much the presence of God puts fear into the hearts of evil men. From that day forward, I became the protector of my son, and my beloved spouse Joseph organized our safety on many occasions after that. We spent many years fleeing from one place to another. So much opposition we faced, so much fear, so much hatred. That was our lot. The moment my son was found at the age of 12 years preaching in the temple, we took him into hiding. Joseph's family were involved in smuggling us out, and for many years we traveled. We first went to Judea, and then my son was taken to India, Persia, Egypt, Greece and England. Everywhere we went, my son's presence created many miracles, although he never presented himself publicly as the Messiah. He was well looked after and we saw much of him. We lived in peace, love and harmony, and only for my spouse Joseph, we would have had nowhere to go to protect my son until his public mission began. And now that his second coming is imminent, every obstacle will be placed before his arrival. Every word out of the mouth of his prophet will be torn asunder and mocked. Only a handful of people will be privy to the truth surrounding this mission, and many doors will be slammed in the faces of those who follow his instructions. This mission is a lonely one for you, my child, and you are instructed to remain obedient in all things made known to you by God. Help will be sent. Help will also cease when it is the desire of my son. While few are seen to follow this mission, millions more believe in it completely. For the Word of God will always attract those of His through the power of the Holy Spirit. The birth pangs have begun and the labor will not last too long. Soon the birth of a new beginning will dawn, and then the day of the Lord will finally arrive. Children, be at peace, for all of these things must come to pass before the earth is purged of sin. your beloved Mother, Mother of Salvation.